Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Sometimes national and state political leaders take millions of dollars from major corporations which have an interest in some piece of legislation, or from foreign governments which wish to influence decisions favorable to those governments, or from organized crime which wants greater leniency in their illegal and immoral activities. Most of the time, governmental officials deny such contributions have any bearing on their proposals, decisions, and operations. Are we Americans so blind or so naive that we swallow such reasoning hook, line, and sinker? Do we honestly believe the Chinese government or any other would spend millions and millions of dollars for an American political candidate if that government just wanted to be helpful to our system? When people contribute to a political candidate, they expect to receive their money's worth. The book of Exodus did not specifically have politicians in mind in the following words, but these words surely apply. You shall not take a bribe, for the bribe blinds the wise and perverts the words of the righteous. Exodus 23:8. If all the bribes which are given to judges, to political candidates, and to other leaders could be ascertained, all of us almost certainly would be shocked. It is a disturbing fact, but a fact nonetheless, that many governments worldwide, and not just in the United States, have the very best governments money can buy. That means that some of our judges and many of our political leaders would sell their souls to gain or to retain power. No wonder the poor and the downtrodden have such a difficult time receiving justice in many states and countries. The Old Testament has much more to say about taking bribes than does the New Testament. When Samuel, one of the great leaders among the Israelite people, became old, he made his sons judges over Israel. But his sons, whatever the reasons, did not have the moral values the great prophet had. His sons walked not in his ways, and turned aside unto gain, and took bribes, and perverted justice. 1 Samuel 8:1-3. Samuel insisted that he had not defrauded anyone or oppressed anyone, nor had he taken bribes to blind his eyes to justice. 1 Samuel 12:3. The prophet Amos quotes God as saying to his own people, "For I know your manifold transgressions and your mighty sins. They afflict the just, they take a bribe, and they turn aside the poor in the gate from their right." Amos 5:12. Most Americans probably would like to believe that bribes do not alter a president's or a judge's decisions. But by knowing human nature, we ought not to be so gullible. Judges, prosecutors, defense attorneys, and jurors have been convicted for taking bribes. But there are thousands who have been guilty, but have never been caught. Other political and judicial leaders have also ruled in favor of certain groups because those leaders were paid off. To deny such is to be blind or ignorant. That is the reason, dear friends, that character matters when we elect presidents, governors, and other officials. Please understand that I am not arguing that all decisions, even senseless decisions, are the result of someone's being bribed. Some politicians in Washington and in our state capitals just do not have good judgment. They may be as honest as the day is long, but they just do not know anything. And an even greater tragedy is that they do not know that they do not know. I could mention politicians like Sonny Bono, but I prefer not to deal in personalities. The Bible says very plainly, "Bribes blind the wise and pervert the words of the righteous." Who among us has not observed such conduct? My friends, thank you for listening. May God bless you.